With the local economic surge, rents have surged in much of the traditional housing for poor people, and the elderly poor has gone away to gentrification or to site reuse. There are units being built with the limited state and federal cash and other projects like 201 Ellicott in sight. The Elmwood Crossing complex replacing the old Women and Children's Hospital will have a sizable affordable housing component. Pridgen says there's also rising need, especially for seniors, but buildings are on the way.
Some in the works, but there are some being built. You have two pretty big projects happening on Jefferson. You have the Broadway units going up. You have Westminster getting ready to do a huge project. And you have Mount Aaron's CDC getting ready to do a rather sizable project.
Still, Pridgen says the pressure for more will continue, and he says developers come to see him, reporting they have found a way to provide affordable units, and he's paying attention. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.